We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
On the phone with me for this segment, I have Diana Brown, manager of the Prevention and Early Intervention Program with Riverside University Health System Behavioral Health, and we're going to be talking about mental health and suicide prevention. So thank you very much for joining me today, Diana. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Now, Diana, you work in the area of mental health prevention and early intervention in Riverside County. Can you describe some of your work and who you actually serve?
Sure. So through the Mental Health Services Act, prevention and early intervention focuses on the prevention of mental illness or intervening early in the manifestation of symptoms, which we consider symptoms that are experienced for less than 1 year. Much of our work addresses individuals before a mental health diagnosis even occurs. The primary objectives are to reduce risk factors associated with the development of mental illness and build protective factors in individuals and families. We aim to reduce access disparities to underserved communities, and in Riverside County, that's the Hispanic or Latinx community, African American, Native American, Asian Pacific Islander, LGBTQ, and deaf and hard of hearing. We have programs to address individuals through the lifespan, children through older adults. And some additional objectives include mental health awareness and stigma reduction, as well as suicide prevention.
Yes, suicide prevention is going to be the major focus of this discussion, but what are some of the myths about suicide and who is most at risk?
Well, there are many myths and misconceptions, but a few that come to mind is that suicide happens without any warning or is due to one dramatic event. We know that it's actually multi-layered, and there are many factors that influence an individual's decision, not just one thing. Another myth is that children or youth are not at risk, when the reality is that it's the second leading cause of death for youth ages 10 to 24, and even younger children than 10 can be at risk. And another additional myth I think about is that the highest at-risk group for suicide is older Caucasian males between the ages of 50 and 59, and even older than that. These are often things people don't think about.
Are children more at risk of suicide as opposed to adults?
Well, I don't think it's a matter of more or less, but rather a matter of risk factors that may present in the lives of young people and the influences that are around them that may impact how they're thinking about how to get out of a situation that feels impossible to get out of. So it's a complex issue that isn't about more or less, but really risk factors, and then how do we increase protections for young people so that they know that there are other options.
Great. Now, is it okay to actually ask somebody if they're contemplating suicide or if they're at risk for hurting themselves?
Yes, it is okay to ask, and it's not only okay, but encouraged. Another myth is that asking someone about suicide will give them the idea, and that's just not true. Many people struggle with seeking help, and if someone asks if they're having thoughts to end their life, it often opens the door to help that otherwise wouldn't have come. Research tells us that asking someone if they're having thoughts to end their life is actually perceived as caring by the person who's asked. It can be really hard to talk about suicide, and if you're concerned, that inquiry may be the very invitation someone needs to talk about it and seek help.
I understand you have a special event taking place in Riverside a little bit later this month, where you'll have a special guest speaker that will address suicide prevention.
Yes, Kevin Briggs is part of the Speakers Bureau through Active Minds. For over 20 years, former California Highway Patrol officer Sergeant Kevin Briggs patrolled the San Francisco Bay Area, known as the Guardian of the Golden Gate Bridge, for helping prevent over 200 suicides there. And his goal now is to promote mental health awareness. He speaks to organizations worldwide about how to recognize signs of mental distress and to prevent suicide. And Kevin Briggs' presentation, Listening to Understand, is based on his experiences while patrolling the Golden Gate Bridge and includes his own personal story of physical and mental health challenges and recovery, military service, and surviving the suicide of a loved one and depression.
So is Mr. Briggs the only one who's going to be speaking at this event? What's the actual name of the event?
So the event is called Send Silence Packing, and it is one of the signature programs of the Active Minds organization. Active Minds works nationally with students on college and university campuses to start student-run clubs that change the conversation about mental health on campus, mental health awareness, and stigma reduction. The Send Silence Packing exhibit travels throughout the country to primarily campuses that have an Active Minds chapter to display the exhibit for 1 day. The exhibit is a powerful display of over 1,000 backpacks that represent the number of lives of young people college age that have lost their lives to suicide. This exhibit has been coming to Riverside College campuses since 2011 through the support of Behavioral Health, and this year we're excited to expand that conversation and bring the exhibit to downtown Riverside on the Main Street Pedestrian Mall on April 22nd. The opening ceremony will begin at 9, followed by Kevin Briggs at 9:30, and then the exhibit will be on display until 3 p.m. This allows greater community access to the exhibit and enables us to expand the focus to include other high-risk groups for suicide. We're also sponsoring the Send Silence Packing exhibit at Mount San Jacinto College on April 23rd from 9 to 3, as well as at the College of the Desert on April 25th from 9 to 3. And all of the events are open to the public and free. We'll have resources available, and we'll also be screening student-made films focused on suicide prevention through the Directing Change contest.
Great. Now, what are some of the warning signs that friends and loved ones can look for before someone actually gets to that point where they feel hopeless and feel like committing suicide?
Yes, so warning signs, or invitations as we call them, may look different in different people, but some common things include feeling like a burden, being isolated, increased anxiety, feeling trapped or in unbearable pain, increased substance use, looking for a way to access lethal means, internet searches on death, suicide, or means, or how to do it, increased anger or rage, extreme mood swings, expressing hopelessness, sleeping too little or too much, talking or posting about wanting to die, and making plans for suicide or death are all warning signs.
Sometimes people don't like to vocalize their feelings. They don't like to get into depth about what they're actually feeling. What can you do to see past that with people that don't vocalize their feelings?
So one of the things that is probably outside of the obvious saying, I'm thinking about killing myself, that what you might notice is a change. And that change may be that somebody becomes more vocal about things, or they may even be giving away prized possessions, like, I won't need this anymore, or someone who is typically gregarious becomes more quiet. And so what we often will suggest is, if you notice in a loved one or a friend that their behavior is different in some way, then to become more alert and take a look at other things and notice other behaviors that may be coming along with that. Any one behavior by itself may not indicate suicide, but when many of them happen at the same time, that's when you might want to ask the question, are you having thoughts of suicide?
Okay, now what should we do if we have a loved one that we think is contemplating suicide? What should we do?
So anyone can call the helpline in Riverside County. That's 951-686-HELP. Or the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255. If you're concerned about someone else, you can do things directly. Ask them. Keep them safe. Be there with them. Help them connect to any of these resources, and then follow up with them. And one of the other incredible things is you have the opportunity in Riverside County to get trained in suicide prevention efforts on how to recognize it, how to ask about it, and how to actually intervene and help someone stay safe. And those trainings called Safe Talk, Assist, and Mental Health First Aid are all available for free through Behavioral Health. And anyone who wants to take it that lives or works in Riverside County can email us at pei@ruhealth.org, and we will get you registered.
What about a website where people can find out more information?
Yeah, so we've got several of them. www.suicideispreventable.org is a statewide effort at looking at suicide prevention for our Know the Signs campaign. EMMResourceCenter.org is for the Each Mind Matters movement, which is about mental health awareness and gives links to suicide prevention. And the UpToRiverside.org website is a local resource that Behavioral Health sponsors that, again, links people to resources not just for mental health but also suicide prevention.
Okay, as we start to wind things down here, reiterate again where Mr. Briggs is going to be speaking about suicide prevention.
Absolutely. So April 22nd from 9 to 3 at 3700 Main Street, Riverside, at the pedestrian mall between University and Mission and Avenues, Kevin Briggs and the Send Silence Packing exhibit will be there all day. Kevin Briggs will speak at 9:30, and the exhibit lasts until 3 p.m. We have two additional exhibits on April 23rd from 9 to 3 at Mount San Jacinto College at the Menifee campus on La Piedra Road, and on April 25th from 9 to 3 at the College of the Desert in Palm Desert.
As we get ready to close, if there's one point you can make about suicide prevention, what would that be?
I would say that each of us can make a difference in making our community suicide safer. Get trained, become aware that you not only know how to access resources if you need it for yourself, but that you can become aware of the signs in your friends and relatives and learn interventions on how to get well, email us at pei@ruhealth.org, and we will get you connected to resources that will help you be a helper in your community to keep us suicide safer.
And give us that hotline number once again.
Hotline number for Helpline is 951-686-HELP or the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Okay, Diana Brown, manager of the Prevention and Early Intervention Program with Riverside University Health System Behavioral Health, and we've been talking about mental health and suicide prevention. So thank you once again for joining me today, Diana. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.